Chapter 25, The Mission, Part 1.
Let's go back for Flower Sun, Doc, and the Rods!
Dobro shouted. I followed. We landed on the branch where we left them with the rods.
Bongo, Diamond is in the front pouch, Flower Sun said, and held up Dreamflyer's pack. I'll take your pack.
We switched packs. She handed me her tendril, and the four of us headed back to a thick, sturdy branch next to the portal. We started the mission. Ocarina and Doc unpacked the rods and got to work laying them in a line across the branch. Dobro opened his pack and took out a diagram, the fire torch, and purple vine.
The rods are numbered according to this diagram, he said, and tied the diagram to a small branch next to the portal.
He also tied the fire torch around his waist. Everybody know the order of what to do? Carr asked. Timing is important. We all nodded with our thumbs up.
Well done, everyone,
Doc shouted before another crack. The wind howled like an enemy, pushing and shoving. Hovering around the portal was hard enough. Holding a rod in place while Dobro connected it to the frame would be even harder. Would the blue flame of the fire torch stay lit? Carr raised her stone pendant over her head. Waves of blue light from the stone flowed around her.
Flower Sun, tell the trees to send their power to my stone, now!
Suana, Sayo Opa! Suana, Sayo Opa!
Flower Sun's song echoed across the deep woods. Bursts of blue light blasted from the roots of the giant turquoise trees to Carr's blue beam swirling around her. The blue light from the trees kept coming until she was surrounded in a powerful blue blaze. She put her stone pendant back around her neck. Carr's careful hand lifted the red metal chest out of her pack. Her other hand took off Gran's necklace with the small key. She put the key in the hole without turning it.
Get ready, Bongo!
She shouted.
Head through as soon as you see the portal open!
I'm ready!
I put on Dreamflyer's pack. I saw Dobro, Doc, and Ocarina hovering at the portal. The blue glow around Carr was becoming brighter. I didn't see Flower Sun.
Crack!
A spark hit the branch with the rods. They flew in all directions faster than Doc and Ocarina could grab them.
Me and Doc got this! We'll bring them back up!
Ocarina dived toward the ground where the rods were falling. We were losing time. The wind felt stronger by the minute. I headed down to help find the rods. Me and Ocarina handed rods up to Doc, who passed them to Dobro. He used vine to tie them together on the nearest branch.
I've counted the rods! One's missing!
Dobro shouted to us.
The one with the silver symbol! We really need that one!
Me and Ocarina flew low to the ground, searching for that rod. We lost more time. The storm growled louder warnings. My stone pendant started flashing. I slowed down and saw something shiny between purple vines.
I found it!
I called out to Ocarina.
Let's head up to Dobro!
I started up, rod in hand. It was getting harder to see with the mix of dark clouds and blue light. I couldn't see Ocarina. I finally spotted her yellow crystal flashing. She was below me, stuck in a strong wind swirl. Dobro needed the rod I was carrying. I needed to help Ocarina. I headed back down toward her.
I got this, Turbo!
A voice shouted out of nowhere.
You get to the portal! No time!
I saw a blue and purple blur pulling Ocarina out of the swirl. Who was that carrying her limp body to the ground? I beat closer. It was Dreamflyer. He gave a thumbs up, the signal that Ocarina was okay. I beat back to the portal. Doc and Dobro had just lit the fire torch again. I handed Dobro the rod.
Elder Root said to think about time, Dobro said. I got an idea to try. I'll attach this rod with the symbol first instead of last. The portal frame is the same metal. Time should speed up around me and the portal. I can work super fast to place the other rods if I stay in the vibration. Remember how it worked before at Bongo's Domo? Time will be on our side!
Me and Doc nodded. I need to be ready to go through. I'll work with you, I said. I'll hold as many rods as I can.
Ready or not!
we both said at the same time. Dobro used the fire torch to join the special rod to the portal frame. I was close enough to be inside the rod's vibration, too. As I looked around, spark clouds appeared frozen in midair. Doc's wings moved in slow motion, but Dobro was a fast-moving blur connecting a few other rods at turbo speed. I stepped away from the portal to bring the last few rods. Dobro's brilliant idea worked to save time. I got ready to go through the portal. Carr had been watching.
You ready, Bongo?
Ready!
I yelled back. I blew a Dobro whistle. Carr turned the key. The metal chest sprang open. Just like in my dream flight, fiery red light started slithering toward the portal. The strong blue blaze from the Tokoya's stones kept the fire opal's power from spreading beyond the portal. Carr's stone pendant was flashing. So was mine. The portal started to open, a tiny red spot at first. I watched closely, waiting until an opening appeared, just big enough for me to fit through a space that had no rods yet.
Going in!
I yelled. Carr shut the chest, and the opal's red fire vanished. I beat, then glided through the portal, wings tight at my sides. Now I have to pay attention to this side of the portal, I said to myself. Crystals on the frame flashed. Dobro will join the last two rods after I squeeze back through. Okay, where's that power stone?
There it is!
I saw it, in the middle of the lightning bolt symbol, exactly like the diagram. Just when I thought this plan was going to work, I heard loud roars growling behind me. The monster sparks were here. I spotted about 10 of them in the distance, riding sparks and heading right at me. Blazes, I gotta keep going.